Bush today told a Veterans of Foreign Wars convention in Salt Lake City the only way to defend Americans at home is to, quote, go after the terrorists where they live. Among the freshmen who started classes today at West Virginia University, former Iraq prisoner of war Jessica Lynch. She still wears a leg brace and walks with a cane, reminders of the injury she suffered when she was captured back in March of 2003. She suffered two spinal fractures, nerve damage, a shattered right arm, right foot, and left leg when her Humvee crashed during the battle. She became an instant celebrity when she was rescued from an Iraqi hospital in a nighttime raid. West Virginia offered Lynch a full scholarship. She is a native of Palestine, West Virginia, and hopes to become a kindergarten teacher. With the Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip now complete, the Israeli and Palestinian leaders have pledged a new commitment to peace. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas spoke by telephone for about 5 minutes. It was their first conversation since the pullout started last week. The evacuation from Gaza was declared over today, with the last of the settlers being removed. The militant group Hamas taking credit for Israel's withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. Hamas says it was involved in more than half, 54% to be exact, of 400 attacks on Israeli targets in Gaza over the last 5 years. The man who bombed the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta apologized to his victims at his sentencing today. Eric Rudolph said he would do anything to take that night back. He said responsibility for the bombing in Centennial Olympic Park belongs to him alone. One person died, more than 100 hurt. The mechanic strike, day 3 at Northwest Airlines. Today's the first big test with the heavier weekday schedules. Northwest prepared for this strike well in advance by lining up 1,900 replacement workers to fill in for the unionized mechanics. This is Air America Radio News.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231. Tax loopholes of the rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes. So call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKINMAN. Randy Rhodes.
Oh, I don't want to be an airport screener anymore.
Don't!
Yeah, the federal agency in charge of aviation security is considering major changes on how it screens the airline passenger. And they said that they want to lift the ban on carrying razor blades. And those little kung fu stars, yeah, we could have those. They'll steal my lighter, but now you can bring a bow and an arrow? I guess the Al-Qaeda archery team is thrilled with this new rule.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Seekers, Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We certainly appreciate it. Last week, we spoke with Ali Abu Nima of Electronic Intifada about the Gaza disengagement. And tonight, in a few minutes, about half an hour, we will be speaking with Morton Klein, president of the Zionist Organization of America, for the other point of view regarding the Israeli government's ordering of Jewish settlers out of Gaza. And, of course, also tonight we have the essential deconstruction of Bush's latest attempt to catapult the propaganda, this time in Utah. My God. You know, there is it finally happened. After a couple of false starts in 3 years of this war, we now have a peace movement. And it is starting to coalesce around the country. You can say that Cindy Sheehan's moral authority was one of the reasons this peace movement has started to coalesce. It's been there. It's been there for since the beginning of, since before the war began. But there was no one unifying force that is always necessary to bring the disparate elements of a movement that is pro-peace together. And I think Cindy Sheehan is that unifying force. But it's here. Get used to it. We saw it in Salt Lake City today. How about the mayor of Salt Lake City? What's his name? Rocky Anderson? Is that his name? What's his name? I think that's his name. This guy cracks me up. He called for the largest demonstration in the history of Salt Lake City. He didn't get that, but Rocky Anderson, he came, you know, there's between 500 and 1,000 people showed up. By the way, if you want to see some great photographs, go to democraticunderground.com and, you know, get past the first page. Get just keep going. You'll see them. You'll see a link. And they were taken by a person named Sean Reynolds. And there were lots and lots and lots of photographs. I was looking at them a few minutes ago, photographs from this demonstration in Salt Lake City today. And the photographs are great. I don't know. What does it do, Kathy? It makes me feel a hell of a lot better to see these sorts of photographs from a demonstration in Salt Lake City, Utah. Okay, so I'm guilty of stereotyping Utah, but didn't it go for Bush by about 80% in the last election? Huh?
That's why he fled there as his latest little hidey hole.
Well, what a surprise was waiting for. By the way, according to AmericanResearchGroup.com, Bush's job approval ratings are now down to 36%, with 58% of those polled disapproving. Where concerns, this is his overall approval or disapproval rating. That's what it is, a disapproval rating, the way Bush is handling his job as president. His disapproval rating is approaching 2/3. Unbelievable. Handling the economy, Bush's mishandling of the economy, 62% disapprove. 1/3 approve. That's almost at 2/3 against the way he has destroyed our economy. It says here, the second month in a row, when improving economic ratings have not been matched by higher job approval ratings for Bush. A total of 24% of Americans now say their personal financial situations are getting better. In July, it was 17%. 27% polled said they believe that their personal financial situations will be better off a year from now. In July, it was 21%. So while people are making do, it's a definite minority. 21% is a hellacious minority. 27% is a hellacious minority. But the interesting aspect of those numbers, while those numbers are going up just a bit, Bush's numbers are going into the toilet with him. 36%, huh? Somebody sent me an email, Adana in Memphis, and the subject line is, where's Laura Bush? Good question. Donna writes, I don't know if anyone else has brought this up, but something dawned on me the other day. Where's Laura Bush? Why hasn't she, quote, walked across the road, end quote, to meet Cindy Sheehan, you know, as one mother to another? It would have been the kind thing to do, the compassionate thing to do, the first lady slash mother thing to do. She must have oil running through her veins, too. Ooh. Donna in Memphis. Yeah, I can't get that part of it either.
Well, I have a feeling that it's just after Pickle's past driving problems that she's worried about driving down a narrow road too close to other human beings, frankly. I think that that just wouldn't be prudent.
You're cold, Kathy. You are cold. Speaking of Camp Casey, the Fox News, with the horrors that they stick out in front of their cameras, male and female, they really did they did a nasty on, was it Sunday? I think it was Sunday. It says here, a little while ago, at 2.05 p.m. Eastern Time, Fox News Live reported a vicious lie about Cindy Sheehan without bothering to provide the source. Lori Du introduced the segment by saying snidely that Cindy Sheehan is the, quote, so-called peace mom, end quote, as if that in itself is somewhat distasteful. Molly Hennenberg reported from Crawford, Texas, that Sheehan, quote, says America is not worth dying for, end quote. I remember that. America is not worth dying for. This is what Fox News is telling its brain-dead listener, Cindy Sheehan, said. And then it goes on here. Rather than provide a specific source or a clip, Hennenberg merely told the audience, Sheehan said that, quote, back in April at a rally in San Francisco for a lawyer convicted of providing support to terrorists, Cindy Sheehan said, America is not worth dying for. Now, perhaps the reason no clip or source was provided was because Hennenberg was completely distorted what Sheehan said. In fact, Iraq was the country, Sheehan said, that was not worth dying for. Now, here's the complete quote from a transcript. Quote, I'm going all over the country telling moms this country is not worth dying for. If we're attacked, we would all go out. We'd all take whatever we had. I'd take my rolling pin, and I'd beat the attackers on the head with it. But we were not attacked by Iraq. You see what these bastards do? You see what these bastards do? Now, you can call Fox News. You can email Fox News. Email feedback at foxnews.com. That's what I have to do. Feedback at foxnews.com. And let them know. Let them know. You lying sons of bitches. That's not what she said. But can you imagine anyone watching Fox News on Sunday who heard this whore of a reporter? And I'm not saying whore from a standpoint that she's female. Anyone who works for Fox in any capacity is a whore. They're selling themselves for money. I don't, from Hannity all the way down the line, all the way, tumble, down to Alan Combs. All of them, and everybody in between, are whores. It's one thing to slant a newscast. It's something else to color it. It's something else to distort it. But these bastards lie. They make stuff up. So Cindy Sheehan is saying, according to Fox News, America is not worth dying for. Ah, you pigs. Ah, you dirty. Pat Robertson has issued a fatwa. Yeah, he has. He says that the United States should assassinate the president of Venezuela. Today. 700 Club. Here's what he said. There was a popular coup that overthrew Chavez, and what did the United States State Department do about it? Virtually nothing, and as a result, within about 48 hours, that coup was broken. Chavez was back in power, but we had a chance to move in. He has destroyed the Venezuelan economy and is going to make that a launching pad for communist infiltration and Muslim extremism all over the continent. You know, I don't think about this doctrine of assassination, but if he thinks we're going to assassinate him, I think we really ought to go ahead and do it. It's a whole lot cheaper than starting a war. I'm Pat Robertson. I urinate on Christ. I eat Christ. I rip Christ's head off and urinate in his neck. I'm Pat Robertson. I'm a Christian. Assassinate. Murder. It's our oil. It's ours. It's ours. It's our precious oil. I'm Pat Robertson.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a five-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming amount of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl.
Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus, and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus, and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
Mention yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Right. 21 past the hour. It's astonishing that Robertson can get away with this sort of thing. Isn't calling for the assassination of a foreign head of state, isn't that considered an act of war? I guess not if it's a religious jackass like Robertson. If somebody in the position of authority in the Bush crime family openly called for the assassination, see, they would rather do it quietly and behind the scenes, like we've always assassinated foreign leaders or overthrown governments. But Robertson, let me just quote it again. He said, you know, I don't know about this doctrine of assassination. This is from today's 700 Club. But if he thinks, Chavez, thinks we're going to assassinate him, I think we really ought to go ahead and do it. It's a whole lot cheaper than starting a war, you bastard. And I don't think any oil shipments will stop. But this man is a terrific danger, and the United blank, blank, blank. This is in our sphere of influence, so we can't let this happen. We have the Monroe Doctrine. What? We have other doctrines that we have announced, and without question, this is a dangerous enemy to our South, controlling a huge pool of oil that could hurt us very badly. We have the ability to take him out, and I think the time has come that we exercise that ability. We don't need another $200 billion war to get rid of one, you know, strong-arm dictator. It's a whole lot easier to have some of the covert operatives do the job and then get it over with. You murderous bastard.
It's like those are our only two options? Start a war or kill the guy?
Well, sure. And Robertson makes it sound like the oil belongs to the United States. You filthy pig. I swear to God, I almost wish there was a Christian hell so that Robertson could spend eternity in there. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. The Monroe Doctrine? Will somebody explain to this jackass what the Monroe Doctrine really is? Since he so obviously doesn't have a clue? Chavez is going to make Venezuela a launching pad for communist infiltration and Muslim extremism all over the continent. Really? Communist infiltration? Who? Pat, every time you buy a pair of underwear, you dumb bastard, you're helping communist infiltration, because look at where your underwear was made! China, Pat! What a pig. If that's a representative of Christ, count me out. And of course it's not, and I count myself out anyway. But for the people who listen, you know, every once in a while, I will tune in the 700 Club just to see how insane their rolling idiotic coverage is. No matter what the topic, just to see, you know, I don't care. I don't care what they're talking about. If they have a food segment on, I like to watch the food segment and see how sick and distorted these people are. But to go on television and call for the assassination of a foreign head of state who's done absolutely nothing to the United States, nothing. Nothing. Ah, to hell with it. I don't give Pat Robertson any credence at all. He is a piglet. But I just find it interesting that cable news, or I'm sorry, cable organizations, what I'm trying to say, cable television companies that provide this programming, would carry a program like this. Oh, I know. Probably 80% of cable programming now outside of CNN, Fox, and MSNBC, well, not Fox, is religiously slanted. So much of it is. But this guy's astonishing. Now, coming up after the break, like I mentioned, we are going to be joined here. Kathy finally tracked someone down, and she got a good one. Morton Klein, national president of the Zionist Organization of America. And we're going to get his opinion on Israeli government's ordering of the evacuation of the Jewish settlers from Gaza. He's also, Morton Klein's also a member of the Executive Committee of AIPAC, American-Israel Political Action Committee. Goes on and on and on and on and on. He is a child of Holocaust survivors, it says here, born in a displaced persons camp in Gunzburg, Germany. You'd think he would understand then, oppressed people. Oh, well. He has served as a consultant and biostatistician of UCLA School of Public Health and the Linus Pauling Institute of Science and Medicine in Palo Alto, California. Blah, 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 blah. Klein is widely regarded as one of the leading Jewish activists in the United States. So we will talk to Morton Klein when we return. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Mirosu. For six generations, my family has shared their gift, the joy of making bright, crisp, fruit-focused wine. Mirosu wines are all about the vibrant, sunny character of California's Central Coast, and they're perfect for summertime. Like our Chardonnay, with grilled salmon or a big, beautiful salad. I'm David Mirosu, inviting you to make your summer even brighter. Mirosu, life is good under the sun.
Mirosu Vineyards, Hillsborough, California.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientists who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't believe George W. Bush would be held responsible.
It's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Riley, and I'm flying solo on Morning Sedition this week. But on Tuesday's show, we'll make sure to give you your fix of Mark Maron by playing lots of things he said out of context.
I will not fear my meat.
Like that.
I love Jerry Springer like he was my father.
You too?
You must have had quite a package.
Why, thanks, Mark, but I don't kiss and tell. See, won't this be fun? And we'll have New York Times columnist Bob Herbert, too, on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Welcome back, about 26 before the hour. Last Thursday, we spoke with Ali Abu Nima of Electronic Intifada about the Gaza disengagement. In the interest of balance, we welcome Morton Klein, who is the national president of the Zionist Organization of America. Mr. Klein, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
Let me ask you, I just read something that you wrote, I believe, a couple of weeks ago. You say, after the tragic mistake of Oslo, it is perplexing to see another tragic mistake taking place, the Israel government giving away the Jewish sections of Gaza and northern Samaria, and the forced uprooting of 10,000 Jewish men, women, and children from their homes, schools, synagogues, farms, and businesses. How is that a tragic mistake?
It's a tragic mistake for a number of reasons. Not only is it a human rights disaster, of course, forcing people who've lived in these homes for 30, 35 years to leave their homes through no fault of their own. These are innocent people with beautiful families who are hardworking farmers and greenhouse owners and grocery and teachers and principals. But the most tragic thing about this is that we are sending a clear message to the terrorists around the world that terrorism pays and pays well. In other words, if there was no terrorism, then these Jewish people living in this section of Gaza could stay. Why not? But this is sending a message, as all the terrorists have said, that terrorism pays, and it only encourages more terrorism. If we are involved in an international war against radical Islamic terror, you never make a concession to terrorism. You make the agenda of the terrorists go backwards, not forwards. And here, they're getting the rest of Gaza and Jews forcibly removed from their homes because of terrorism. They're all making public speeches, Mohammed al-Zahar and Khalil Mishal, these are leaders of Hamas, saying this proves the armed struggle works. That's what's really tragic about this. And they're doing it with nothing in return. Israel is getting nothing from the Palestinian Arabs, nothing from any of the other groups in return for leaving. It's simply unilateral.
The problem I think I'm having here is with the idea that somehow terrorism is responsible for the withdrawal ordered by Ariel Sharon from Gaza. Two examples of my confusion. Prior to the 1967 war, I don't believe there were Jewish settlements in Gaza. That's A. B. According to Ariel Sharon himself, this is not a matter of responding to terrorism. It's a matter of responding to demographics. The majority of people within Israel and the occupied territories in a very short period of time are going to be Palestinian.
Well, first of all, no, this is a phony argument. Yitzhak Rabin, the Prime Minister of Israel in 1994, gave 85%, 85-88% of Gaza away to the Palestinian Arabs in 1994. In this section, it's the northern sort of section of Gaza, that's where the 1 million Arabs live. Israel kept about 12-15% of this because this is where 9,000 Jews and 2,000 Arabs live along the coast. So there's no demographic issue. The Palestinian Authority already has autonomy over virtually all of Gaza where they live. So why can't Jewish people live there? And frankly, why, if this in fact will become a Palestinian state, why can't Jewish people live there and be citizens of this Palestinian state anyway? Is this the height of racism to be throwing people out simply because they're Jewish?
Okay, well, let me try to respond.
Sure.
When you say in 1994, the then Prime Minister of Israel gave away Gaza, was it his to give away? But let's go back to demographics. It is an issue of demographics if you consider that Gaza is 600,000 Palestinian Arabs and 9,000 Jews. Isn't that the very demographics that Sharon was talking about?
Yes, but where the 600,000 Arabs live, that was given away to the Palestinian Arabs and the Palestinian Authority. Israel kept a narrow strip along the Mediterranean where it's virtually only Jewish people living. So the area where the Arabs live was already given away. So there's no demographic issue.
Okay, well here's my confusion. How you say it was given away?
Right.
I'm assuming you are saying it was given away by the government of Israel.
Correct.
How did the government of Israel come to take possession of it?
They took in 1948 when six Arab nations invaded the new state of Israel. Egypt illegally took control of the Gaza Strip. It was never recognized by the United Nations, and they controlled it until 1967, when Israel, in a defensive war against Syria, Jordan, and Egypt, recaptured Gaza, recaptured large parts of Judea and Samaria because they were invaded. Right after the war, Israel offered to return all of this land that they captured in the defensive war But Egypt, Jordan, Syria, and all the other countries, Arab countries, met in the Sudan, in the Khartoum, and they said no negotiations, no reconciliation, no peace treaties. They refused, and that was all Israel asked was for, was peace treaties, and they'll return all this land they captured. They refused, so Israel held on to this land. But Egypt never legally controlled this. This was really no one's sovereign territory that Israel captured in 1967.
It belonged to no one.
It belonged to no one. Egypt controlled it, but illegally. This was not their sovereign land. They captured it in the 48 war. Before 48, this was legally England's. England controlled this land from 1917 until 1948.
And before that, the Ottoman Empire.
Exactly right, for 417 years.
Okay, well, all right, I still am not real clear on who had the right to give what away. It sounds to me that if no one had sovereign authority on that territory, unless one goes back to biblical times, then no one had the power to A, give it away, or to B, conquer it. But let me move on then. You use the term racist. Why can't the Jews live in Gaza? And otherwise, to remove the Jews would be a racist statement about the Palestinians. I don't want to be argumentative here, Mr. Klein, but that sounds like one of the most disingenuous things I've ever heard regarding the relationship between Israeli Jews and Palestinian Arabs. If there is racism, and I don't consider it racism, I consider it religious bigotry, but if there is racism involved,
right,
wouldn't it be the Israeli Jews who have been responsible for racism? And I ask that question.
No, wait.
The question is not a challenge. It's just a question.
That's a legitimate question. The problem is the Palestinian Arabs do not want any Jews living in their midst. And that is the reason that Israel, responding to that, has said we want to remove all of the Jews from this area. If Jews are too close to Palestinian Arabs, what happens is, as we know, is they have terrorist attacks against them. So the Palestinian Arabs refuse to have Jews in their midst, and otherwise these Jews are under danger. Yet there's 10,000 Palestinian Arabs in Tel Aviv, where there's a million Jews, and they have no danger. There's no soldiers guarding.
Well, no, but they're Israeli citizens.
Yes, there are Israeli citizens, but nobody harms them. Look, why couldn't Jews in Gaza become citizens of a civilized democracy under the Palestinian Arab rule?
Well, why not? I understand there are some Jews and some Palestinian Arabs who are offering the obvious, a one-state solution, that Israel give up its claim to being a religious entity and become a secular republic that would recognize and honor the rights of not just Jews, but also the Palestinian Arabs. And is there an argument against that?
Sir, are you kidding? Arabs, Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus all have full religious rights in Israel. There's 1.2 million Arabs among 5 or 6 million Jews in Israel living with freedom of speech, freedom of religion. It is in the Arab world. Saudi Arabia, for example, where Christians can't practice Christianity. They can't build a church. If they are found with a Bible in their home, they'll go to prison and have been sent to prison for it. It's in the Arab world where there's no freedom of religion.
Okay, but with all respect, Mr.
Yes.
Klein, we're not talking about the Arab world. We're talking about Israel. I'm thinking as we talk about the wall that's being built. My
fence.
God.
It's a fence. You can see through it.
A fence?
It's a
okay.
fence.
Okay. When we talk about freedom, the rights of assembly, the rights of free speech granted to everybody who lives in Israel, surely you're not suggesting that the people who live in Ramallah have these rights.
Well, the fence is being built for one reason, because Arabs keep coming into Israel and murdering Jews. If they weren't murdering Jews, would Israel be spending billions of dollars to build a fence? Of course not. The Arabs have created this fence because they keep murdering innocent Jews. That's why, sir, there are roadblocks that have to check Arabs before they come into Israel to make sure they don't have suicide bomb belts around their waist because they come in and murder innocent people.
Well, let me ask you a question. Murder is a legal term. Killing is not a legal term. Do you recognize that there is reciprocal killing? There's killing on both sides. There are innocent...
Sorry.
Innocent Jews, innocent Palestinian Arabs, who are being blown to pieces.
I'm sorry. If the Arabs were not coming into pizza parlors and restaurants and Seder and hotels murdering innocent Jews, there wouldn't be a single bullet leaving a single Israeli rifle. This is simply an attempt to try and stop the terrorism against Jews. There's no intention by Israel to go and kill innocent Arabs.
Okay, I have to take a quick break here,
sure.
Mr. Klein. And when we come back, I want to find out if you have an idea for a solution.
Thanks.
So if you'll hold on a second, we'll be back.
I look forward to it.
We're talking to Morton Klein, who's the national president of the Zionist Organization of America. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
We will work for peace.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you,
oh.
Relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour, we're talking with Morton Klein, who's the national president of the Zionist Organization of America. This is an opposing point of view from that which we had on the program last Thursday that presented the Palestinian side of the issue regarding the withdrawal of Israeli settlers from Gaza. You've said quite a bit that I wish we had more time to discuss, Mr. Klein, because I find it difficult to believe that the majority of people who understand, even to the degree that we Americans who are bereft in our understanding of Middle Eastern history, would listen to what you're saying and agree or disagree. Let me ask you one thing before I go to the last question, and that is, in 1968, if I'm not mistaken, the United Nations ordered the withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza. United Nations directive was not followed.
Not true.
It is not true.
It is absolutely untrue. What the resolution in the UN said was that Israel should only leave after there are peace agreements and secure, which will give Israel secure, safe and secure borders. And until then, they are required to administer those territories until there are peace agreements and Israel has safe and secure borders. That's what the UN resolution says.
Okay, I would. I don't have the resolution in front of me.
Please check that. You'll see that that's.
I will. I disagree with what your explanation, but that's all right. So let's get beyond this. What is a solution? How is it ever possible for Israeli Jews and Palestinian Arabs or Muslims and Christians to live together in the Gaza Strip or anywhere in Greater Israel?
If the Palestinian Authority were to fulfill their obligations under Oslo and now under the new roadmap, you could really move toward a serious peace. If Abbas, the new president of the Palestinian Authority...
Let me interject just one thing. In the article that I was quoting from, you called Oslo a tragic mistake.
It was a tragic mistake because Israel was making concession after concession without waiting for Arafat and the Palestinian Authority.
Okay, all right. Let's go to your
mistake was.
Okay, let's go
what
to your solution.
You need Abbas. You need America and the world to say to Abbas, we will not fund you or negotiate with you until you disarm and dismantle the terror groups, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Fatah, and most importantly, until you close the bomb factories and end the incitement. This is the biggest problem. In the schools, textbooks, TV, radio, newspapers, speeches, sermons, the promotion of hatred and murder of Jews and destruction of Israel is rampantly discussed and promoted. Until that changes, you cannot get peace. Do you know that, Mr. Malloy, they name schools, streets, and soccer teams after suicide bombers? It's as if we would have the Charlie Manson Yankees or the Ted Bundy Mets. That's how they glorify killers.
I don't think the IDF or any of the groups you mentioned on the Palestinian side are killing for thrill killing the way Charlie Manson, or of course he never killed anybody, but ordered his people to, or Ted Bundy. I think
teenagers
it's
going to pizza parlors murdering 30 people.
I don't call that a thrill killing. I don't know what you call it.
But this is a murder. I'm saying that they're naming school streets and soccer teams after murderers. If they've got to disarm and dismantle, end the incitement, end the smuggling. Instead, do you see what Abbas has done? He's invited Hamas to come to the government, this terror group. He went to Syria 1 month ago, invited all the Palestinian terror groups, DFLP, PFLP, and others, to come and move into Gaza as soon as Israel leaves. This is not how you get to peace. He's got to really start changing the society there and stopping the glorification of murder and hatred. Then you really could get peace, and you really could have a solution.
Do you honestly believe that Mr. Abbas is glorifying murder and hatred?
It's not a matter of my belief. It's a matter of fact. He has posters, sir, all over Ramallah, Jenin, and other major cities in the Palestinian areas.
Those are not major cities. Those are refugee camps.
Posters, they're cities. They're villages. Posters of suicide bombers glorifying them as heroes and martyrs. If he's naming schools after suicide bombers, Abbas is doing that. Streets after suicide bombers. It is just the opposite of what we believe.
Okay, so the bottom line here then, Mr. Klein, is that there really is no solution.
Of course there is. If he does this, you can...
But I hear the solution being that the Palestinians, whether their cause is just or criminal, that the Palestinians should immediately fold, collapse, and say, okay, you can have it all.
Absolutely not.
No?
To disarm and dismantle the terror groups and end the promotion of hatred? That's not folding.
I'm wrong once again, but I thought Abbas had disavowed, that the PLO had disavowed, even before Arafat died, disavowed violence. How does Abbas control...
When you verbally say, I reject violence, but don't do anything to disarm or dismantle the terror groups...
What can they do?
What can he do? He can have the police forces go to where the Hamas terror cells are, arrest the terrorists. Do you realize he's arrested almost none of these terrorists? Arrest them, put them in prison, and keep them there, take their weapons away, and change the textbooks, TV, radio, newspapers promoting hatred and murder. That's something he could do tomorrow. But he won't do it because he is still promoting this terror war against Israel, even though he verbally states, I reject terror, but in action, he's supporting it. That's the problem. If he really would take actions and not just verbally make some statements here and there, you could really get to peace. It would be such a beautiful thing.
What could Israel do?
Israel's already given away half of the West Bank, now all of Gaza. That was major concessions, major.
So Israel has already done enough.
Israel, if Abbas would do all these other things, then Israel could even make more concessions in the future.
All right.
Until Abbas finally acts.
Mr. Klein, hopefully we'll talk again. Thank you very much for your time tonight. I do appreciate it.
Thanks,
Take
Mr.
care.
Lloyd.
All right, sir. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
On Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Mirasir. For every season, there's a perfect wine. This summer, it's our smooth and vibrant Mirasu Pinot Noir. More than 150 years ago, the Mirasu family was the first to plant Pinot Noir in California. This year, our delicate vintage is great with grilled salmon and fresh summer produce. I'm David Mirasu, and I want our Pinot Noir to make your summer even brighter. Mirasu. Life is good under the sun.
Mirasu Vineyards, Healdsburg, California.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price.
call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. In Iraq, they missed the deadline again. The Iraqi leaders forged a draft constitution, but they withdrew it from the Iraqi parliament minutes before the deadline. There was no vote on it because the Sunni Arab minority is afraid that a federal government could cut them out of most of the country's oil wealth in the future. George Bush was on the road today defending the war in Iraq. He told the National Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, a policy of retreat and isolation will not bring safety to the U.S. One protester near the Salt Lake City site where Bush spoke said Iraq is like Vietnam all over again. The Jordanian government says they've arrested the prime suspect in a rocket attack that barely missed a U.S. warship that attacked Friday in the port of Aqaba. The statement from Jordan today says the suspect is a Syrian who plotted the attack, along with three other men, including two of his sons and an Iraqi. Jordan says the four are part of a terrorist group based in Iraq. Didn't name the group, though. In Afghanistan, the U.S. military says more than 40 suspected militants were killed in an offensive in a remote Afghan mountain valley. The operation believed to have been aimed at the rebels who shot down a helicopter in late June, killing 19 U.S. troops. It was the deadliest blow at American forces in Afghanistan since the Taliban regime was ousted. A U.S. spokesperson is not giving details, but calls the offensive successful. Officials have said one American, one Afghan soldier died in the operation. Eric Rudolph heard angry words of the people whose lives were changed by the bombs he planted. And then, from Rudolph came an apology for the 1996 bombing at the Atlanta Olympics that killed one woman and injured 100. He didn't apologize for the other Atlanta-area bomb attacks at an abortion clinic and a gay nightclub. Rudolph sentenced today to three more life terms. The state of Texas has reportedly lost more money than it has made in a billion-dollar electricity marketing program, which had been promoted as a way of raising money for Texas schools. The Galveston County Daily News reviewed records of the state power program. The newspaper found the program apparently achieved a net loss for Texas because of tax exemptions enjoyed by the contractor under the plan. The Texas General Land Office traded natural gas from public land to Reliant Energy for electricity. It then sold the electricity to public customers such as schools, cities, and counties. A new report says 600 million children in Asia do not have basic human necessities. A humanitarian group called PLAN says about half of the nearly 1.3 billion children in Asia right now lack adequate food, safe drinking water, shelter, and adequate health care. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
This is Rachel Maddow. President Bush has taken a break from his time off to travel to the reddest states in the country to make pro-war speeches in front of military audiences. The Pentagon's gone back to the battled Vietnam strategy of reporting, quote, progress in Afghanistan by giving enemy body counts. The Catholic Church is ordaining its first married priest. Democrats in Ohio are thinking about impeaching their governor. And Joe Scarborough is not running for Senate. Tune into Tuesday's Rachel Maddow Show for the headlines and the politics behind the headlines on Air America's front page.
The hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. The interview with Mr. Who was that, Klein? Certainly prompted a little mini avalanche of emails here. Brownstein writes, Mike, you may not want to hear it, but you were very rude in your interview just now. Really? And also, you should really learn more facts and history of the conflict. Really? Terrorists and Hamas are terrorists. You seem too anxious to support their story, which is okay, but be fair and balanced. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Joe. I didn't think I was impolite to the man at all. Luna emailed in, Mike, is this poor man having an asthma attack? The best representative you could find to talk about Israel. Jerry Springer did a much more rational job, even though I don't agree with him, this week on his show. You chose a rational, though also incorrect, Palestinian last week. Couldn't you find a less nutso Israeli? The poor man sounds like he isn't getting any air, is not speaking rationally. There are better people to speak on this side. I hardly think this was equal representation. All right, Kathy, you want to open your mic. And now, before you answer, this guy is not an Israeli. He's an American. But you go ahead. You answer Luna here about the problem you had in finding someone to speak to this issue.
I probably called, and I'm not exaggerating, at least 10 or 15 different organizations. I was talking to people at universities. Apparently, so many of these folks are in Israel right now because of the disengagement in Gaza, and so they are unable to contact us because it's about 5 or 6 in the morning in Israel when we're on the air. That was a problem. And I also spoke with Mr. Klein earlier today, and I didn't detect any problems. Like we noticed a few minutes ago, and I'm sure it's probably just something about being on the air, possibly being nervous, I don't know. But it wasn't like, he was deliberately selected because he had a problem with his breathing or something.
Well, I think the main reason he was selected, correct me if I'm wrong, is a process of elimination. You started with a list of everybody from...
Daniel Pipe suggested him, actually. And in fact, the listener's probably familiar with him.
Right, so. And this was the only person who found it workable to come on this program, the hour this program is on. As far as Jerry Springer having a guest, or Al Franken, or Randy Rhodes, or anybody else, more power to them, but they operate during the day, and it's much easier. That's one of the reasons we very seldom put guests on this program, because it's very hard to get them. Kathy also received at our house one or two phone calls of people from Israel who had been told that we were looking for a guest, and they said they'd be happy to do it, but the time differential, you know, we would say, well, we want them on at 10:30 Eastern time in the United States, Eastern Daylight Time, and they would say, well, we can't do it, it's 5:30 in the morning. So this was the absolute best we could do. As far as the man's nervous tic, as Kathy said, there was no evidence that such a thing would occur. I don't think that has anything to do with his point of view. And the fact that he represents Zionism in America, I think, is a perfect representative. Some people are saying, why didn't you get Michael Lerner or someone more moderate? I'm sorry. This issue is so fragmented. It's so solidified on each side that to get someone like Michael Lerner to speak for the Israeli government's order to remove Jewish settlers from Gaza would be an exercise in utter futility.
Plus, I think that in terms of being as staid and far in his opinion as our guest last week was, Ali Abu Nia, I believe that he was as far on the Palestinian issue, especially if you checked out his website, Electronic Intifada.
Right.
I believe that his statements were about equally weighted, and that's what I was looking for, was someone who was as far on the other side of the issue as Ali had been on Thursday.
Well, regarding that...
And I think he was equally credentialed.
Yeah, I think so, too. And Kathy makes a good point. When you have someone as absolutely focused as our guest last week, to put on someone who is not equally absolutely focused, I think would display some sort of bigotry on or unfairness on our part. Regarding that, Nadine writes in, I am at times embarrassed by both sides. There are problems in the Middle East that are very serious. Mr. Klein, though, is actually saying that people on the ground are using false arguments to pull out. As much as I despise Ariel Sharon, methinks Ariel Sharon is far more knowledgeable of what is going on in the area than Mr. Klein. As a Jew, I have reached a very sad conclusion. It is time for American Jews and American Arabs to step back and stop having an opinion or go over there and live there. We have no moral grounds to speak anymore, and until both sides see the other as human, we shall continue to have problems, to put it mildly. Now, Nadine writes, I will give you a solution, one that neither of your two guests may like. One, we need to stop enabling the conflict. That means both American Jews and American Palestinians must stop blindly supporting their side. This is not a bloody football game. Two, both need to understand that the other side has had people killed in tragic circumstances. Yes, grandmas and grandpas and kids have died on both sides. Three, we have to stop refusing to see that the other side has a valid history. Four, we need to start talking. For as amazing as it may sound, the only way to get this going toward peace is to see the humanity in the other side. Some of this is happening on the ground. Some IDF forces, troops have refused to serve in the territories. Maybe Mr. Klein should go over there and don the uniform. Some Palestinians have condemned the attacks. And some have found a way to give wheelchairs to those on both sides who need them. These are the baby steps, and it will take time. But both your guests must stop demonizing the other side. The settlers are not being paid for a performance. For them, this is a real disaster, nor are Israeli kids not dying. And until both see this, we shall continue to talk across each other. Mike, I suggest you invite a guy who wrote War, a Force That Gives Us Meaning. I think his name is Hodges. He will explain a lot of what is going on in detail. Of course, Rabbi Lerner would be a great guest, too. He is progressive, unlike Mr. Klein. My point of view that comes as a result of diligent study on my part over the past 20 years, and I've said this before, and for people who email in and say I'm an ignorant bastard, okay, go ahead. I frankly don't care of what your opinion of my scholarship where it concerns the Middle East, where it concerns the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I care not a whit what your take is. You don't know what my point of view is. You don't know what my studies have been. You don't know whom I've talked to. You have no idea, okay? So, having said that, I can state categorically that I have become convinced that there is no solution to this issue until there is some sort of ability on both sides, isn't it? And Nadine pointed out, to sit down and actually talk. Now, this is not what the two sides do. And both sides do have a history. The justification for the establishment of the state of Israel can be debated until hell freezes over. The reaction of the Palestinians and the Arab states can be debated until hell freezes over regarding the establishment of that state. The conflicts that have gone on for the past 60 years where it concerns Israel and the Palestinians is a topic that can be talked about for another 60 years. Now, this started because one of the reasons I brought it up last week was the evacuation of Gaza ordered by Sharon for what I thought were very clear reasons. He understands that the demographics of the Middle East are changing. Now, they won't change to the degree that Sharon sees in his lifetime. But within the next 20 or 25 years, unless the IDF if the situation stays the same, unless the IDF is willing to kill every Palestinian, unless the Palestinians are willing to bomb into pieces every single Israeli Jew, unless one or both of those events occur, then there is absolutely is no solution. The hatred on both sides of this issue is monumental. This is something that Americans don't understand. If you're Jewish, maybe you do. Maybe you have a gut response to it. If you're Palestinian American, Jewish American, whatever. But the average American who is not privy to all this, those of us who read the headlines and go, Jesus, what is going on over there? So, what to do? I have no idea. Like I said, after 20 years of studying this the best I can, I turn my back, hang my head, and stand in the shadows.
I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting. Fighting for the lost to come.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I was walking in the park and somebody stopped me and said, I'm tired of taping up the leaks in my old vacuum and then having to buy another one every 2 years. I'm going to buy an Orrick. Friends, why should manufacturers stop making throwaway vacuums when you keep buying them? For a vacuum that lasts and lasts, call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and try an 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Are you tired of guessing when it comes to your ovulation cycle? Tired of using messy, expensive tests to determine your fertility period? Whether you're trying to get pregnant or not, Ovatel is for you. Ovatel is the first saliva-based ovulation test kit that doesn't use a battery. Ovatel is a clinically tested, non-invasive, reusable device that uses a small amount of saliva to detect your ovulation cycle. Determining your fertility period through a saliva test is 98% accurate with results in minutes. Ovatel is just as efficient as a urine test, but without the mess. Plus, one Ovatel device lasts a lifetime. Ovatel is your affordable, portable, no fuss, no mess, no nonsense, discreet solution to detecting your ovulation cycle. It's been used in Europe for years and is now available in the U.S. So take charge of your ovulation cycle and call Ovatel toll-free now.
Call now, 1-800-505-5849. That's 1-800-505-5849. 1-800-505-5849.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe.
1-800-401-8833. And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Bush invoked 9/11 five times during his propaganda tour today and tried at least once to link bin Laden to Iraq. He implied that those Iraqis opposed to our slaughter of their relatives and our occupation of their land were followers of a, Bush's words, hateful ideology. He repeated this absurdity at least four times. Then he actually tried to compare the members of the Iraqi puppet government that his puppet installed. Bush tried to compare that puppet government with the founding fathers of the United States and the framers of the U.S. Constitution, not unlike Reagan tried to do with the little pissant terrorists in the counter-revolutionaries in Nicaragua 20 years ago. Bush even tried today to equate the invasion of Iraq to the invasion of Normandy. It was disgusting. It was Bush. It was delusional. Now, if there is a silver lining to this nonsense, it is that Bush is not fooling people the way he used to. As I mentioned at the top of the program, his popularity or unpopularity numbers have sunk to 36%. And of course, the obvious question would be, what the hell's wrong with that 36%? What is it about this bastard they support? So we want to give you some sound from today. Bush, at the Veterans of Foreign Wars National Convention in Salt Lake City, Utah. And by the way, there's a video circulating around of a concert that I believe was held last night somewhere in, I guess, in the outskirts of Salt Lake City, an outdoor concert. If you get a chance to see the video, have you got a link up at our website? You do? Okay, go to MikeMalloy.com. What section is it in? Recent show topics. All right, and it's at the top of that column. Okay. Go to MikeMalloy.com, recent show topics, at the very top, click on it. There's a video there of an attack against some, I'll call them kids, you can call them young people or young adults, whatever you want, but who were doing an outdoor rock concert last night, just a little stage event. And they had permits to do this. I'm not sure why the attack took place. Do you know?
All I've heard is it was a sanctioned rave party,
right.
And it was not a problem. But the folks that came in We're either SWAT team or paramilitary or just police in riot gear. It's still kind of up in the air, but they were dressed in camo. It was weird.
Right. So that went on, I believe it was last night. There were, depending on who you want to believe, anywhere from 1 to 10,000 people who protested Bush today in Salt Lake City, Utah. The mayor, of course, who just... had asked that the biggest anti-war demonstration in the history of Utah should take place while the warmonger, the killer, was in his town. That would be Bush in his town, which immediately pissed off the head of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, this guy John Fergus, I believe his name is, who for some reason, you know, I can't understand how any veteran of any conflict that this country's been involved in, who is still alive, would feel comfortable listening to someone like George Bush exhort more people to go fight George Bush's filthy little war that has killed almost 1,900 Americans and thousands upon thousands of Iraqi civilians. So, let's begin. Oh, is it time to take another break? Oh, there, okay. Now, if let me just tell you, we've got a few of these. If you can't stand Bush's voice, then, you know, take a break. Leave the program and come back in a few minutes. But I would like you to hear this. If you heard his whole speech today, Bush's whole speech in front of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. And by the way, well, I'm not sure what that means, Veterans of Foreign Wars. Hasn't every war been foreign except the Revolutionary and the Civil War in this country?
Yeah, and you don't figure there are too many of those around anymore.
No, you wouldn't think. So I'm not sure what... and I mean no disrespect with that. I'm just showing my ignorance. That's all.
Cheney, maybe. Maybe Cheney.
There's nothing wrong with being ignorant. And I don't understand, you know, veterans of foreign wars. I'm sure there's a reason for it, and I'm sure somebody will help me overcome my ignorance around that particular nomenclature. Huh? All right. Bush, when we come back... And then your phone calls. Oh, the other thing I want to talk about is how the Democratic Party is once again starting to split down the middle with leaders like Clinton and Biden, Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, supporting an increase, more war. What the hell is wrong with these Democrats? See, here they go again. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda. W's got a mission, W's got a plan, W's got a pistol, it's burning in his hand. He's turning the world into one big Texas. Turning the world into one big Texas.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Murasu. For six generations, my family has shared their gift, the joy of making bright, crisp, fruit-focused wine. Murasu wines are all about the vibrant, sunny character of California's Central Coast, and they're perfect for summertime. Like our Chardonnay, with grilled salmon or a big, beautiful salad. I'm David Murasu, inviting you to make your summer even brighter. Murasu, life is good under the sun.
Murasu Vineyards, Healdsburg, California.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelin'. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelin' like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Teva.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken, host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For most Jews, Christmas never comes at all. But for me, Christmas comes every day. When I find out what happened the previous day and get to report about it on my program. Will Iraqis agree on a constitution? Will Cheney resign in disgrace for any reason? There's only one place to find out on the next Al Franken Show.
Hey,
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-six before the hour. Ron in Briarwood, New York, emailed in. It's Mike, it's my understanding that membership in the VFW is only for veterans who served overseas, whereas the American Legion is for those who served stateside. Okay. Because I wasn't clear on that. Veterans of foreign wars, they, like I say, except for two of them, I think they've all been foreign. Well, three if you count the War of 1812, which was, never mind. All right, let's go back to Bush, or let's go to Bush at the a VFW convention in Salt Lake City. And this is the first of five references to 9/11. Now, keep in mind that Bush, all these filthy lies by this crime family are coming unraveled. And part of the reason is the presence of Cindy Sheehan and Cam Casey on the doorstep of this fascist's ranch down in Texas, or fake ranch, whatever the hell it is. So let's begin. Here's Bush today.
The war came to our shores on the morning of September the 11th, 2001. Since then, the terrorists have continued to strike in Bali, in Riyadh, in Istanbul, in Madrid, and Baghdad, and London, and Sharm el-Sheikh, and elsewhere. The enemy, the terrorists, are ruthless and brutal. They're fighting on behalf of a hateful ideology that despises everything America stands for.
Well, then, if that's the case, moron, why did you take a stick and poke it into the heart of Iraq? Iraq was doing nothing to the United States. It was not provoking us. It was not attacking its neighbors. It was not manufacturing weapons of mass destruction. It was very quietly, except for its leadership, dying. After 11 years of iron, 12 years of ironclad sanctions that brought about the untimely, I hate that word, deaths of, pick a number, half a million, a million, a million and a half of the weakest citizens of Iraq, i.e. the children and old people. You're a liar, Mr. Bush. You're a filthy, filthy liar. They're not fighting on behalf of a hateful ideology. Islam is not a hateful ideology. It is a religion, and like all religions, it's nonsense. But if that's what they want to live under, let them, which is exactly what Iraq is going to become. The Islamic Republic of Iraq. Under Saddam, it was a secular state. Now, Mr. Bush, you will have one more Islamic state to deal with, as will your successors. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Maybe it depends on how the United States and the rest of the so-called Western world acknowledges the fact that there are people within the Islamic community who truly want to live in the 12th century. So let them! Bush invokes September 11th again.
After September the 11th, 2001, I made a pledge.
Oh, Jesus.
America will not wait to be attacked again. We will go on the offense, and we will defend our freedom. We have a comprehensive strategy to win this war on terror. It includes three parts: protecting this homeland, taking the fight to the enemy, and advancing freedom.
Well, we will not be attacked again. You made a pledge that America will not be attacked again, and then you set up situations and conditions that invite attack? Repeated attack? Are you insane? Well, of course you're insane. We will go on the offense, you say, and we will defend our freedom against nations who pose no threat to us? Are you this delusional? Yes. So your comprehensive strategy, protecting the homeland, it's not protected! What has happened, Mr. Bush, is you've destroyed civil liberties in this country. Anyone, at any time. can bring a weapon of true mass destruction into America by any way they choose, with the possible exception of an airliner. Taking the fight to the enemy, what does that mean? Invading a country like Iraq, that's your idea of taking the fight to the enemy? Third invocation of 9/11.
We more than tripled funding for Homeland Security since September the 11th, 2001. We provided more than $14 billion to train and equip state and local first responders. Many of our police officers and firefighters and first responders are veterans, and America is grateful for their dedication to keeping this country safe.
What does he say? We provided more than $14 billion to train and equip state and local first responders. But Mr. Bush, you lying weasel, that's a fraction of what was promised. And worse, most of it is not going to first responders. It is going to Republican members of Congress pet pork projects. And when you say America is grateful for the dedication of our police officers and firefighters, then why are you cutting year after year the funds necessary for firefighters and cops to do their damn job? Think about how much safer we'd be if we actually funded the first responders. You're a liar, Bush. First, last, and always, you're a liar. You're a liar. Reference 4 to September 11th.
All these steps to protect the homeland have made us safer, but we're not yet safe. Terrorists in foreign lands still hope to attack our country. They still hope to kill our citizens. The lesson of September the 11th, 2001, is that we must confront threats before they fully materialize. Vast oceans and friendly neighbors are not enough to protect us. A policy of retreat and isolation will not bring us safety. The only way to defend our citizens where we live is to go after the terrorists where they live.
All right, let's start at Cheney's house and then go over to Negroponte's house. Well, what is this, a policy of retreat and isolation will not bring us safety? Safety from what? Retreat from what? Getting out of Iraq? Who in the hell is talking about isolation? You moron! This country cannot be isolated! Didn't you just sign CAFTA? Isn't NAFTA in full play? Isolation? What are you talking about? What does it take to protect us? An apology? Reparations? Acknowledgement that there are people on this planet who do want to live in the 12th century and have every damn right to live there if they want to? There are people on this country, or on this planet, who live in countries that do have resources that you and Americans would love to get their hands on, but it's not ours. We can buy it until it's all gone. A policy of retreat and isolation will not bring us safety. No, I'll tell you what will bring us safety. First of all, the settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian issue. Secondly, a withdrawal of U.S. military forces from every single Muslim country on earth. Because, George, it's an abomination to them. It's sacrilege to them. And now he works in a fifth 9/11 reference and a laughable comparison between Iraq and World War II and Korea in the same sentence. Amazing. Yeah, Iraq is just like World War II. Only you're Hitler and Iraq is Poland. Don't you understand that?
From the beaches of Normandy to the snows of Korea, courageous Americans gave their lives so others could live in freedom. Since the morning of September the 11th, we have known that the war on terror would require great sacrifice as well. We have lost 1,864 members of our armed forces in Operation Iraqi Freedom.
What? Stop it. He actually said, he actually admitted how many Americans have died in Iraq? It finally crossed his lips.
It came out of his lungs. Oh, my God. He acknowledged death of Americans in Iraq. Are you going to acknowledge death of Iraqis in Iraq?
And 223 in Operation Enduring Freedom. Each of these men and women left grieving families and loved ones back home. Each of these heroes left a legacy that will allow generations of their fellow Americans to enjoy the blessings of liberty. And each of these Americans has brought the hope of freedom to millions who have not known it. We owe them something. We will finish the task that they gave their lives for.
Who are, in reference to Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, what is he talking about? Hope to millions who have not known it? The Taliban has reemerged as the dominant force in Afghanistan outside Kabul? The drug lords have taken over? Iraq has been reduced to a charnel house? What is this man talking about?
Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When Joyce bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, her friend Nancy noticed right away.
It used to be hard to find time to catch up with Joyce. Now she calls me every day. She never forgets to pop by on her morning jog. Yesterday, she knocked at 5 a.m. Joyce is even happy to help me with chores. She walks my dog Skipper every night. Part of me thinks he likes her more than me, but that would be silly. Come here, Skipper. Skipper.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231. Tax Loopholes of the Rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes, so call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231. Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Ten before the hour. That has got to be one of the most childish yet bloody lines, resulting in bloody, ever uttered by someone who actually occupied the office of the presidency of the United States. Not to mention irresponsible, juvenile, stupid, and asinine. Bring him on. Every time I hear that, it just sets my teeth on edge. And this is a guy standing in front of actual veterans. I don't know how many are combat veterans, but veterans who served in the military overseas, as our listener pointed out to me. And applauding this man. I don't get it. I'll never get it. Can you imagine the backlash? If Clinton had said that, Mary Ashnett, bring him on. Or if Clinton had said he had hit the trifecta on 9/11, can you imagine if Clinton would have walked around in a video looking behind dressers and under tables saying, well, they're not here, no weapons of mass destruction here. Okay. Did we do... No, we didn't do this one. Okay, here's the fifth reference to 9/11. No, we did that one, didn't we? Yeah. He's talking about the 2,000 American soldiers officially who have died in both Iraq and Afghanistan. And he says each has left a legacy that will allow generations of their fellow Americans to enjoy the blessings of liberty. That is a non sequitur of the highest degree. What the hell does that mean? There's not an American on earth who gives a tinker's damn about what happens in Afghanistan. There are very few of us who care about what happens in Iraq, other than get the hell out. And somehow killing Afghan civilians and killing Iraqi civilians, because there are no armies in either country. The Bush crime family says that. They're called illegal combatants. They're not soldiers. And Bush is saying that generations of fellow Americans will enjoy the blessings of liberty because we are murdering thousands upon thousands of civilians? This is beyond delusional. This is beyond sick. This is demonic. This man is a demon. Or possessed by one. He says we owe them something, referring to the veterans. Okay, decent health care, benefits, a veterans administration that works. You don't have to wait 8 months to have a physical. Not to be sent to another illegal oil war. Oh, Christ. It's unbelievable. What Rove did is said, go back to the 911 thing. Always go back to the 911 thing, George, because people are dumb. This is America. People are stupid. They're ignorant. Yeah, but Carl, 36% support your boy. 58% say you're all squirrely. You're all nuts. Keep saying it, Carl. keep sending this doofus out there to say the same stuff over and over again.
Iraq is a central front in the war on terror. It is a vital part of our mission. Terrorists like bin Laden and his ally Zarqawi are trying to turn Iraq into what Afghanistan was under the Taliban. A place where women are beaten, religious and ethnic minorities are executed, and terrorists have sanctuary to plot attacks against free people.
You moron! Do you not understand that women are still being beaten? Worse, they're being murdered in Afghanistan, in your little freedom paradise. Religious and ethnic minorities are being hacked to death still. What is wrong with you? And are you saying that under the Taliban, terrorists had sanctuary to plot attacks against free people? What do you think is going on there now? I guess he forgot to add that there were no terrorists in Iraq until he burned their country. Bin Laden is now in Iraq? Is that what he's trying to say? Well, then you half-wit, why don't you go catch him? Why don't you go catch him? And this one, did you know that the puppet Iraq government are just like our founding fathers?
The establishment of a democratic constitution will be a landmark event in the history of Iraq and the history of the Middle East.
They had one!
Producing a constitution is a difficult process.
They had one!
That involves debate and compromise. We know this from our own history. The Constitutional Convention was home to political rivalries and regional disagreements. The Constitution our founders produced has been amended many times over.
Yeah.
So Americans understand the challenges facing the framers of Iraq's new Constitution.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, this man is the dumbest man I've ever heard. Iraq had a constitution, George. And for the most part, other than the fact that the country was run by a madman, just like the United States, other than that fact, there were laws in the books that prevented most of the people, except the ones Saddam felt like torturing, just like we do now, just like the new government does. The new puppet government sends out death squads. That's why you sent Negroponte there. He was very effective. The Sunnis are being shot down in the street. They're being beheaded. The women are being raped and eviscerated. But in George Bush's world, none of this, none of this, none of this is happening.
On Air America Radio.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle. And hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage.
Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Iraqi politics have taken a small but vital step forward. A draft of a constitution was submitted to Iraq's National Assembly Monday. However, it didn't go to a vote. The Assembly Speaker said there are still pending issues that need to be addressed in the next few days. The Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania organizing group is speaking out against police violence during Saturday's anti-war protest at a military recruitment center on Forbes Avenue. Adam Horner reports.
POG says the demonstration was nonviolent and the use of tasers, pepper spray, and police dogs against them was extreme. POG member Deanna Caligiuri describes her experience with police.
I was taken to the ground by a police officer. During that time, I was pepper sprayed. The officer picked up my glasses, sprayed my face.
POG is demanding all charges against its arrested members be dropped, the officers involved be suspended or fired, and an immediate ban on the use of tasers by Pittsburgh police. I'm Adam Horner reporting.
Serial bomber Eric Rudolph apologized Monday to the victims of the deadly bombing at the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta. At his sentencing hearing, he said the blast was intended to embarrass the government. The Olympic Park blast killed a woman and injured more than 100 people. More than 30 Cubans have been reported missing at sea after their boat overturned between Cuba and Florida. Three of them were rescued Saturday night, about 30 miles north of Cuba. The Coast Guard says they told their rescuers their speedboat had capsized with 31 other people on board. Search crews have found the boat, but there's no sign of any more survivors. With gasoline prices on the rise, some people are thinking about and even switching to a hybrid type of vehicle. Patty Lane reports.
The hybrid vehicle Prius by Toyota is becoming quite the car in demand.
We're building 180,000 Prius a year now, so that's getting up to pretty big volume.
David Hermans is a hybrid engineer at Toyota. Electricity powers this car at low speeds, and then the gas engine takes over as it accelerates. That means less use of gas and better gas mileage for longer range driving.
The Prius has a 60-mile-per-gallon city rating, a 51-mile-per-gallon highway rating.
The battery is recharged by the gasoline engine and braking. And Toyota says the battery will last the life of the car. And there are new tax breaks coming the beginning of the year that will allow a credit for hybrids. And that could mean as much as $3,000 for the Prius, and for Toyota's hybrid SUVs, around $2,000 credit. The cost of the Prius starts around $21,000. I'm Patty Lane.
The death of San Francisco offensive lineman Thomas Herrien remains a mystery. According to ESPN, Herrien had tested negative on three occasions in the past 12 months for steroids and for performance-enhancing drugs, including ephedra products. A team memorial service will take place today in San Francisco. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken, host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For most Jews, Christmas never comes at all. But for me, Christmas comes every day when I find out what happened the previous day and get to report about it on my program. Will Iraqis agree on a constitution? Will Cheney resign in disgrace for any reason? There's only one place to find out on the next Al Franken Show.
Welcome back, about 7 past the hour. Did I cough with the microphone open? Oh my goodness, that's tacky. I apologize. All right, a couple more from Bush today at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in Salt Lake City, Utah. And by the way, the video that's now, there's a link at our website, recent show topics at the top. That's the video of police attacking a concert, a little outdoor rave. Teresa wrote in, after looking at the video, I don't understand who the marshals are in this video. Are they the local police force? Are they dropped into the community? What? If they are the local police, they would be the relatives, neighbors, etc. to these young people. So what kind of mind-twisting justification must these animals do to take up arms against their community and continue to live there? Please help me understand this kind of societal dysfunction. Thanks, Teresa. I have no idea, Teresa. I can't explain this. And Nick said, I don't know if you're aware of the violent police reaction to an anti-recruiting demonstration in Pittsburgh on Saturday. Nick, I am. I had that on the stack here for tonight. Police charged people protesting the war in Iraq on Saturday, two of whom suffered minor injuries from the police response. About 60 people marched the wrong way down a busy one-way street toward an Army recruiting station. The Pittsburgh organizing group planned the Saturday morning demonstration. A spokesman for that group, David Myron, accused police of responding with, quote, inappropriate and excessive force. Myron claimed some protesters were pepper sprayed and tasered. A 68-year-old woman who was not resisting was bitten by a police dog. Police spokeswoman Tammy Ewan initially said no pepper spray was used on protesters, but Sergeant Clint Winkler, a supervisor on duty, told the AP he tried to use pepper spray on one woman who would not leave but hit her glasses. She was then subdued with a taser. Jesus Christ. The taser victim and the dog bite victim were being treated at Presbyterian Hospital. Winkler, Sergeant Winkler confirmed that the older woman was bitten in the leg by a police dog when she refused a police order to disperse. And it goes on. You can check it out yourself.
It's the martial law kickoff tour.
Is that what it is?
Just getting us used to it.
It's incredible, the response. There's an email circulating around the internet right now, if not an email, a suggestion that at the demonstration in D.C. on the 24th, 5th, and 6th of September, people shouldn't bring their kids because of potential for violence. I'm not sure yet how to respond to that. I just don't know how to respond to that. You know, just me personally, not on the air. I'm not sure what my response to that worry is, that people going to D.C. to peacefully protest this murderous war that's killed thousands, that the fear is, and it's probably valid and justifiable, the fear is that there will be a police riot or a paramilitary riot to the extent that children would be at risk. All right, back to the moron. We just have a couple more, and then we're coming to your phone calls. This one is particularly disgusting. No, we've played that one, where he compares the puppet government. The puppet government. This would be like back in the late 1700s, if the British had set up, you know, brought over to this to the colonies a group of people to set up a government. And Washington and Adams and Jefferson and the rest of them were jailed or executed. Never mind. Did you know things in Afghanistan are rosy and happy now, Truth Seekers? Neither did I.
As we work to spread freedom in the Middle East, we have cause for optimism. The rise of liberty in Iraq is part of a wider movement in the region. The tide of freedom ebbs and flows, but it is moving in a clear direction. And freedom's tide is rising in the broader Middle East.
Where?
In Afghanistan, men and women have formed a free government after suffering one of the most brutal tyrannies on earth.
What?
America is proud to call Afghanistan an ally in the war on terror.
And the inner city gangsters are proud to call Afghanistan an ally in the war on drugs, right? Thanks for all that sweet smack, Bush. Keep it coming, right? You sick, sick man. What does he say? The rise of liberty in Iraq is part of a wider movement in the region? Where? Syria? Saudi Arabia? Iran? Where? Kuwait? Kyrgyzstan? Tajikistan? Kazakhstan? Where? Where, George? A wider movement of freedom? Where? And what does he say? Freedom's tide is rising in the broader Middle East? Same sentence, but different cadence, right? Where, George? Name one! Oh, that's right. Afghanistan. And the 20 million people who are enjoying this delicious freedom in Iraq. Is George Bush this delusional? Is he this big of a liar? What the hell is going on? And finally tonight, a last thought from the tangled, twisted Orwellian rat's nest that sits inside of Bush's skull. By his logic, in order to make a peaceful world for our children and grandchildren, we must wage a generational oil war that they have to fight in. Oh my God.
From Afghanistan to Iraq to the Horn of Africa, our men and women in uniform are bringing our enemies to justice and bringing justice to our enemies.
Oh, that's cute.
Our goal is clear: to secure a more peaceful world for our children and grandchildren.
Oh, Jesus.
We will accept nothing less than total victory over the terrorists and their hateful ideology. Spreading freedom is the work of generations.
Uh-huh.
And no one knows that better than you. Freedom has contended with hateful ideologies before. We defeated fascism. We defeated communism. And we will defeat the hateful ideology of the terrorists who attacked America.
It's easy to do, George. It's easy to defeat it, to neutralize it, to nullify it, to turn it into air, smoke. But this is not the way you do it. You sick, warmongering killer. You. My God.
I can't. What kind of a smarmy comment can I make post comments like that from George W. Bush? Keep talking, George. Keep talking. Regarding freedom spreading in the Middle East, Reg over at TVNewsAndLies.org writes, Mike, the ignorance of the American public allows the Bush crime family to promote the myth that the draft presented today is the first constitution under which Iraqis have lived. Nonsense. Of course, the corporate media will never acknowledge this or anything else the White House doesn't want people to know. Strangely, it took a small paper in Kentucky to bring the truth to its readers. Sadly, if anyone tries to tell the truth about Iraq's recent history, they're accused of defending Saddam Hussein or apologizing for his years of brutality. But the truth remains that only a dictator such as Saddam could have kept Iraq from becoming an Islamic state or erupting into civil war or worse. And then Reg sent me the article. It was in Kentucky.com, this is Associated Press, but it mentions that the Iraq Constitution adopted in 1990 under Saddam was among the most secular in the Arab world. And that's the point. It was secular. Yes. The Soviet Union had a constitution that nobody paid any attention to. And yes, Saddam was a fire-breathing madman. Yes, he was. And had we not destroyed Iraq after the first Gulf War, a rising middle class would have dragged the son of a bitch into the street like they did to Benito Mussolini and murdered him. His own people would have done it to him. But we made sure that wouldn't happen. The Constitution that existed before our intervention made no mention of Sharia, Islamic law. Guess what's coming to Iraq?
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
A soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. I'm not going to belabor the point. We're going to get your phone calls now, but I sure would like to know what Bush is referring to when he talks, or his speechwriter is referring to, when they talk about freedom is spreading in the Middle East. Not only is that a lie, it's a damnable lie. The people in the Middle East who do not enjoy freedom, and as he refers to it, the greater Middle East, let's call it what it is, the from the occupied territories all the way up into the Caspian Sea area, all the way down to the Indian Ocean. These are not people who live in freedom. And they are not people whose governments are drifting towards freedom. To the contrary, the governments that control the lives of these people are drifting more and more towards oppression, suppression, and totalitarianism. So, just for the hell of it, I'm just kidding, because I really don't care. You know, I don't care what Bush says. I played on this program for the idiocy factor. That's all. Just the idiocy factor. I have to remind myself, I guess, daily, that I live in a country run by a psychopath. And I don't pay any attention to the news during the day. I can't. It makes my head explode. But Kathy does. She handles this. She's younger than me. She has a greater capacity for frustration. She puts this stuff together, and I play it. And when I play these sound bites tonight, it's the first time I'm hearing them. I have no idea what's going to be said. Kathy gives me a couple of notes and says, here they are. But I would like to know, I would like anyone out there, anyone, I don't care who you are, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, man, woman, black, white, up, down, left, right, I don't care. Tell me one example where freedom is developing in what Bush refers to as the greater Middle East. Anywhere. from the Horn of Africa all around, all the way around to South Asia, with the even India, anywhere, all the way up to the stands, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, or Kyrgyzstan, whatever the hell they are, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, where? God. All right. Let us begin here with Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding on.
No problem. Love the show.
Well, thank you.
Have you heard anything about Miss Sheehan's mom since she suffered a stroke? Is Cindy going to come back?
I saw an email that said she is improving. I, like you, have no idea the extent of this stroke, so-called, the cerebral hemorrhage, whatever it was. I have no idea. But what I've heard is that Cindy Sheehan's mom is recovering, whatever that means, and she'll be returning, Cindy will, to Camp Casey. That's all I know.
Well, you know the Repugs are going to have a fun time with this one. They'll either say that she was a coward and ran away from it, or that she was not doing God's will, and they're punishing her for it by attacking her, by God doing this to her mom.
Oh, I know.
It's unreal. And there's only two things that make me worse than this, and I'll let you go. One, this idiot declaring martial law or getting a third term. Second, he rides out this second term. He doesn't get a third term, and he just happens to nuke up the Middle East and leave the next 100 years to deal with his bull crap he's dealt with.
Well, that's a distinct possibility. Any scenario, I don't care how weird it may seem, how murderous, how sick, how impossible Bush is capable of, and the people who are running him, they are capable of utter and absolute destruction, not just the Middle East, but the entire planet. And it scares the hell out of me. It really does. It really does.
Well, Bush is too stupid to come up with an idea on his own. It has to be Karl Rove. He's the plot brains behind Bush.
He's the puppet master. There's no question. All right, thanks, Mark.
Have a good evening.
All right, appreciate you checking in. Eric is calling from Vancouver, Canada. Eric, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. It's a great pleasure to be on for a moment here with you. I think you're doing a fabulous job.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. But the pleasure's all ours. Thanks for checking in. What's up?
I am going to go down to the States next year and as a 50-year-old take a degree in philosophy and join the struggle. Bush has convinced me I should join the global struggle against extremism.
Mm. that would be come here and demonstrate.
Yeah, that would be that, exactly. My take on Bush, those little excerpts that you're just playing, I think he's actually one of the great unconscious comedians of our time.
You think?
It's darkly hilarious, though, I'm afraid.
Can I get you a hold on, Eric?
Sure.
All right, I got to take a break here. We'll come back right on the other side of the break. Stay with us, everybody. Not that much of the program left. We're going to try to get as many phone calls in here as we can. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America. So you think you're a winner, but you're losing again. The cards have already been dealt, and the hand that you hold means nothing at all. Cause knowing is all that is left. So you think you're a coward, but you're only human with a mind to do everything wrong.
This is the Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
When Mary bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, she made a big impact at work.
I've noticed some real changes in Mary. Now she's here at the office so early, she snags the best parking spaces, like the one I used to have. She used to be unprepared in meetings, but now, she's even caught the eye of my boss. Just yesterday, he wondered aloud,
why can't she be more like Mary?
Mary's the new vice president. You're gonna love that new office, Mary. I did.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do, thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available. You can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy-efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10-16-05. See Maytag.com for details.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231. Tax Loopholes of the Rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes, so call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy. The Majority Report.
Guess these right-wingers don't care about their grandchildren at all. I can only assume that these corporatists and non-critical thinkers and obstructionists and so-called conservatives and so-called Bush administration loyalists, I can only assume that they are borderline sociopaths who do not feel any connection to their grandchildren or their grandchildren's children.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Tribal sovereignty means that it's sovereign. I mean, you've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Don't want no secret agent. 26 before the hour. A couple of people sent me this video, and I've linked it at my website. The young woman being tasered at the demonstration in Pittsburgh this past Saturday. I believe it was in Pittsburgh. Go to MikeMalloy.com, scroll down to the recent show topics, and it's the first one there. Maybe leave the kids at home for the next protest. And if you have a website and you don't have this video posted, you ought to post it. Just take the link and post it. I think you should. Whatever. All right, back to Eric, Vancouver, Canada, about Bush being an undiscovered comedian or something like that, right? And you're gonna come to the United States to protest fascism, huh?
I'm actually planning on living in the States. I'm going to go back and do a doctorate in philosophy and work hard to have this guy impeached. He's a lying hypocrite. He's the worst president you've ever had.
Oh, it's awful. It's astonishing. I don't know how to get him removed from office unless and until one Republican in the U.S. House has the courage, the decency to introduce a bill of impeachment.
I think it may happen because I lived through the Nixon debacle, and he seemed impervious in 1973, but he was gone just about a year later.
Yeah, I remember he defeated McGovern. What was it, 70% to 30%?
McGovern only carried Massachusetts, I think.
I believe so. Yeah. And not only that, but everything that McGovern said turned out to be absolutely true. Everything he said. But this is always the case with right-wingers. Everything people said about St. Reagan turned out to be absolutely true. He was just a gibbering maniac. And I'm not talking about his Alzheimer's. I'm talking about, Reagan referred to, and I mentioned this earlier, the Contras, that terrorist organization put together by the CIA in Nicaragua. Reagan referred to them as having the moral equivalence of the founding fathers of the United States. And here, Bush.
A recurring theme for these guys.
Yeah, Bush does it again today. I mean, these sons of bitches have no use whatsoever for the U.S. Constitution or what the framers in their ignorance and racism and genocide when they formed this country. Even Bush and Reagan, people like that, don't understand what the documents were about. The documents were wonderful, but what the framers were about, and everyone knows this that studied American history, they were about genocide and they were about racism and they were about treating half the population as though it didn't exist. The female half.
Yeah.
But there was some idealism there too. Sure, the documents were solid, and the documents were. This is why I hate so-called, and I do hate them, so-called constitutional constructionists, the ones that believe.
Constructionists, yes.
Yeah, the ones that believe that the Constitution, as it was originally written, is what the law of the land should be. If that were the case, let's take first of all. Let's put black folk back in chains. Yeah, that'll happen.
But
secondly,
three-fifths of a person, aren't they? Is that the
issue? Right? The three-fifths compromise where it concerned a representation in the Congress, and let's take the vote away from women. Those are good places to start.
But so. They neglect that Jefferson also brought it in the bill of religious tolerance in Virginia. That's something they don't want to think about.
Yeah, absolutely.
They ignore what they don't.
You were wondering how Bush can fool this sort of hardcore 30%. And, you know, I've tried to talk with people who have seemed very lock-brained about the whole thing. It's sort of like Operation Enduring Brain Cramp.
Yeah, really.
It seems that they think that only unquestioning conformists can truly love liberty. So I try to engage them a little philosophical trick that goes back to Socrates. I just ask them a few questions, and I say, well, what if I told you this quote? How would you react? The first responsibility of every citizen is to question authority. And they say, well, that's just some goddamn liberal. That's a commie. That's a horrible person that would have said that. I tell them, that's Benjamin Franklin.
And I'm sure that really gets their attention, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe if they're looking at a $100 bill, maybe. But
all right, Eric, listen, I've got
really
to move on.
It.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Lance is calling from Fort Worth. Lance, welcome to the program.
Instead of people taking kids to these rallies and things, I think it's important for people to take cameras, video recorders, even the telephones with the video screens, so that if they do decide to do a dry run for another Kent State, you actually have witnesses and evidence. I think it's important to record all that as much as possible.
Yeah, I think you're right. I have never not taken one of my kids to a demonstration.
See, Bush right now is less popular than Nixon was when Nixon when Nixon was actually thinking about overthrowing the government at his most desperate. So, I mean, I would not take kids to any.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I have never not done that, but this time with the desperation. You can almost smell the stench that's coming from D.C., not just from the Bush crime family, but also from the Republican Party.
Are you familiar with Pastor Fred Phelps?
Oh, yeah. This is somebody.
I've been stumping right-wingers all week. I've asked them again and again, can you tell me what the difference is between what he does, because he's expanded his hate list to include American soldiers.
Right.
And the hecklers who have been attacking Cindy Sheehan. They all seem to get this kind of perverted thrill out of bashing the grieving relatives of someone who's recently died. No takers.
Mm-hmm.
They can't. I said, the only difference I can think of is Phelps is sometimes kind of unintentionally funny, because stupidity always is good for a laugh. These people are just vile. And I think Phelps got into the act of attacking Sheehan because he saw these people ripping off his act.
Yeah, I think so. I think
it doesn't get any lower than that.
No, I think Fred Phelps. I understand what you're saying about unintentionally funny, but I see nothing about Fred Phelps other than poison. I've never been in contact, even remotely, with an individual like Phelps who can go to funerals and mock the people who are burying a dead man or a dead woman. I've never come across that. That is non-human.
That's why I think what these people are doing to Sheehan is so low. These people must have pus in their souls.
Oh, boy, you got it. And their veins.
And their brains.
No, their veins.
And their brains, too.
Yeah, well, that, too. Lance, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. Myron is calling from Augusta, Georgia. Hi, Myron.
Hey, Brother Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for your patience.
Yes, sir. Oh, no problem. None whatsoever, man. I was looking forward to just talking with you this evening after that moron of mayhem gave that demonic speech today.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I did want to talk about him at first, but, you know, you pretty much summed it up for me this evening, Mike. But I do want to talk about this media false messiah, Pat Robertson.
Isn't he just right out of the bowels of hell?
Oh, my goodness. I heard the same. Hey, Mike, I heard the same broadcast today myself, man, and I was ready to go through the TV and strangle that false prophet. Okay?
Advocating the assassination of an elected twice head of state.
Well, Mike, these are the same heretics who uphold the Ten Commandments. And don't one of the commandments say, thou shalt not kill?
Mm.
And look at this false prophet want to get on TV and want to talk about killing this man, Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, for his oil.
Exactly.
You know, somebody ask Pat Robertson about the diamond mines that he exploited. Where was it? Nigeria.
Yeah.
The agreement that he had with What was the guy's name? Doe, the one, the dictator of Nigeria, or was it Charles Taylor? No, Taylor was in Liberia. I think it was Doe.
Yeah.
And the deal that Robertson had, you know, Robertson must be a very rich man. And doesn't the Bible say, Myron, that it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter unto the gates of heaven? Doesn't it say that?
Yes, it does say that.
I thought it did.
Yeah, Jesus said that himself personally.
Well, then what is Robertson doing amassing all this wealth?
Oh,
wait a minute. Maybe he's not a Christian.
Right.
Maybe he doesn't believe in Jesus.
Exactly.
Maybe you're right. He's a false prophet from the lower rings of hell.
Right.
Okay.
He's an agent of the Antichrist.
There you go.
And guess what else, Mike? Then I'm going to hang up because I know you got more calls, brother.
Okay.
I want to say this. Did you know, Mike, that Pat Robinson helped finance Jim and Tammy Faye Baker PTL Club?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
And not only that, but he gave them early on, he gave them television time so they could get on that network of his and rope in the gullible. Rope them in. Give me your money. Rope them in. Bring them in. Bringing in the sheaves. When I used to go to church with my grandma, and they used to have a song, Bringing in the Sheaves.
Yeah.
Bringing in the Sheaves. We will da-da-da-da, bringing in the sheaves. And I used to ask my grandma, what's a sheave? And she said, well, that's hay or oats tied up. And when you're talking about bringing in the sheaves, you're talking about saving folks from the devil. And I thought, but, you know, these people, bringing in the sheaves means something entirely different, doesn't it, Myron?
It exactly does.
Yeah, I got to go. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, take care. I appreciate you checking in. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One standard mile, nothing more than a precise unit of length. There's also the ever-popular nautical mile, similar to a standard mile, only wetter. Ooh, and let's not forget the square mile, sort of a bigger, squarier mile. But if you're looking for a better mile, we suggest the double mile, as in double sky miles. Just use the Delta Sky Miles credit card from American Express, and you can earn double miles at supermarkets, gas stations, drugstores, and other places. A doubly good reason to visit supermarkets, gas stations, and drugstores. And soon you can earn enough miles to vacation far, far away, even in kilometers. The Delta Sky Miles credit card. Your next vacation is closer than you think. Now it can be even closer. Just use the card from October 15th to November 15th and earn double miles on every purchase at every retailer.
Most Delta Sky Miles credit cards are eligible for the Always Double Miles feature. To be eligible to earn double miles on all retail purchases, card members must enroll online by November 15th at americanexpress.com/delta-enroll. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Bellows. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Bellows put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. Thanks to our crew, as always, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, engineered the program in New York City. David Fizikas, associate producer, handles, among other things, your phone calls, and then our on the road crew, Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Elgin, Illinois, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. See if we can get a couple more phone calls in here as quickly as we can. Mike is calling from Seattle. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
Hey, going fine, sir.
All right. I just wanted to say that, if we're not careful with this administration that we have in here now and the religious right in power, we could soon see people beating women in the streets here in America. It just surprises me that this man Bush is able to get away with some of the rhetoric that he does, including his talk about freedom. I think the freedom that he's talking about is the freedom to go into other countries and steal their resources.
I think so.
To me, it's not until we get into all of Americans into a frame of mind where we stop our government from doing injustices here at home, especially in my opinion with regards to one of the particular things is racism, and until we address injustices here at home, it's really going to be hard for us to talk about injustices abroad, and I think that the American people may want to do a good thing, but when we reelect Bush and people are not in the streets, when what happened in Ohio anyway, with people, I even heard stories of people coming out of their hospital beds to vote for Kerry, and Kerry just sat around and acted like as if that didn't even matter. To me, those are issues in the Democratic Party that we need to address here in America, and I would hope that when we do protest, that we as individuals here in America make sure that we're in our daily lives trying to address issues of injustice here.
That's a good point. Excellent point. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Dave is calling from Chicago. Dave, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I just want to make a comment about the articles or pieces I've been seeing on the news lately. They're just saying, oh, this anti-war rally, it's not anti-war rally, it's not adding up to much because not too many people are showing up. It's nothing like Vietnam. Well, the reason is because most Americans or almost all Americans have nothing at stake in this war. What the difference between here and Vietnam was, there was a draft. You bring back the draft and you have huge crowds. And another thing I'd like to bring up real quick is that when they're saying that the president didn't rush to war because of Downing Street memos, you know, they said, look, when that was released, we didn't go for a year. Well, what they failed to tell people, and if people were paying attention to radio, they found out, the release of Downing Street memo was, about June or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the only time you probably listened to his military leaders who said, we cannot go to war during the heat of the summer. So we have to wait, just like we did in 91. We went in February or March, so it missed the holidays and, you know, our holidays and their holidays, so we wouldn't get all Arabs up, you know, up an aisle. And this time, when 83 rolled around, he had a quick go in when it finally did because it was getting too close to summer, and he was afraid if he had to wait another year, I'm sure, he was afraid that more information would come out and people would realize there were no weapons of mass destruction. And then he couldn't go to war like he wanted to.
Yeah, that's probably the case. Yeah. It's hard to try to penetrate George Bush's mind. You try to do that, and you find yourself in a huge, vast, empty space.
Really. And one real quick, if you want to see where we're heading as a country, you look over and see what's happening in China today. It's been on two different broadcasts about a week apart, a few weeks ago, where Microsoft, Cisco Systems, I think Sun Microsystems, and I thought they said Yahoo, I'm not sure about, but about four or five companies are helping censorship on their internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're writing software to keep, to provide censorship. And so if they're doing that, that's just a workshop for them to test all these stuff, and sooner or later they're going to do it in this country.
I have
and
no
we won't
doubt.
We won't have the free internet that we can hear stuff like you guys and all that. We won't hear that because the government will control that.
I have no doubt, Dave. And what is disgusting to me is that American corporations are doing this. There should be some sort of a moral or ethical limit on how far American corporations will go to make a profit. But apparently there is not. Listen, thanks for checking in, Dave.
Care.
All right, sir.
Bye.
I appreciate it. Okay, that'll go down as my naive statement of the night. It just occurred to me there should be some moral or ethical limit on how far American corporations are going to make a profit. Oh, Jesus. Where did I come up with that one? Joe is calling from Anchorage, Alaska. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Also buried in there is American corporations. They're really not. They're just corporations getting it wherever they can all over the world.
That's true. Listen, I've got about 30 seconds for
you. I know you do, and I appreciate your attitude and your energy is so strong, and then you give callers a break. Moving into another country to change the regime of that country is a war crime.
That's right.
When are we going to hear other people like yourself use the words? They're talking about it in Europe.
Well, I'm ready to do it. I have been doing it. It is a war crime, and in a different era, it was punishable by execution. Joe, I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal. Next time you call in, I'll try to get to you sooner. That's it for us tonight. Thanks for participating. However you did that, I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed